The following is a review of the fixed income investments principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in overview of bond sectors and instruments. The first LOS is to describe features, credit risk characteristics, and distribution methods for government securities. Bonds issued by a country's central government are referred to as sovereign bonds or sovereign debt. The sovereign debt of the U.S. government consists of U.S. Treasury securities, which are considered to be essentially free of default risk. The sovereign debt of other countries is considered to have varying degrees of credit risk. Sovereign debt can be issued in a country's own domestic market, another country's foreign bond market, or in the Eurobond market. Sovereign debt is typically issued in the currency of the issuing country, but can be issued in other currencies as well. Bond rating agencies, such as Standard & Poor's, rate sovereign debt based on its perceived credit risk, often giving different ratings to sovereign debt denominated in the home or local currency and to the sovereign debt of the same country denominated in foreign currency. There are four primary methods used by central governments to issue sovereign debt. The first method is a regular cycle auction single price. Under this method, the debt is auctioned periodically according to a cycle, and the highest price or lowest yield at which the entire issue to be auctioned can be sold is awarded to all bidders. This is the system used by the U.S. Treasury. The second method is a regular cycle auction multiple price. Under this method, winning bidders receive the bonds at the prices that they bid. The third method is an ad hoc auction system, which refers to a method where the central government auctions new securities when it determines market conditions are advantageous. The fourth method is a TAP system, which refers to the issuance and auction of bonds identical to previously issued bonds. Under this system, bonds are sold periodically, not according to a regular cycle. The next LOS is to describe the types of securities issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury, for example, bills, notes, bonds, and inflation protection securities, and distinguish between on-the-run and off-the-run Treasury securities. Treasury securities, or Treasuries, are issued by the U.S. Treasury. Because they are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, they are considered to be free from credit risk, though they're still subject to interest rate or price risk. The Treasury issues three distinct types of securities: bills, notes and bonds, and inflation-protected securities. Treasury bills, or T-bills, have maturities of less than 1 year and do not make explicit interest payments, paying only the face or par value at the maturity date. T-bills are sold at a discount to par value, and interest is received when the par value is paid at maturity, like zero-coupon bonds. The interest on T-bills is sometimes called implicit interest, since the interest, the difference between the purchase price and the par value, is not made in a separate explicit payment, as it is on bonds and notes. Securities of this type are known as pure discount securities. There are three maturity cycles, 28, 91, and 182 days, adjustable up or down by 1 day due to holidays. They are also known as 4-week, 3-month, and 6-month T-bills, respectively. Periodically, the Treasury also issues cash management bills, with maturities ranging from a few days to 6 months, to help overcome temporary cash shortages prior to the quarterly receipt of tax payments. Treasury notes and Treasury bonds pay semi-annual coupon interest at a rate that is fixed at issuance. Notes have original maturities of 2, 3, 5, and 10 years. Bonds have original maturities of 20 or 30 years. Prior to 1984, some Treasury bonds were issued that are callable at par 5 years prior to maturity. The Treasury has not issued callable bonds since 1984. Treasury bond and note prices in the secondary market are quoted in percent and 32nds of 1% of face value. a quote of 102-5 is 102% plus 5/32 of a percent of par, which for a $100,000 face value treasury bond translate to a price of $102,156.25. Since 1997, the U.S. Treasury has issued Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS. Currently, inflation-protected 5- and 10-year notes and 20-year bonds are offered by the Treasury. TIPS make semi-annual coupon interest payments at a rate fixed at issuance, just like notes and bonds. The par value of TIPS begins at $1,000 and is adjusted semi-annually for changes in the Consumer Price Index. If there is deflation or falling price levels, the adjusted par value is reduced for that period. The fixed coupon rate is paid semi-annually as a percentage of the inflation-adjusted par value. Any increase in the par value from the inflation adjustment is taxed as income in the year of the adjustment. The TIPS coupon payment is equal to the inflation-adjusted par value times one-half the stated coupon rate. For example, consider a $100,000 par value TIPS with a 3% coupon rate set at issuance. 6 months later, the annual rate of inflation as measured by the CPI is 4%. The par value will be increased by one-half of the 4%, or 2%, and will be $102,000. The first semi-annual coupon will be one-half of the 3% coupon rate times the inflation-adjusted par value, 1.5% times $102,000, or $1,530. Any percentage change in the CPI over the next six-month period will be used to adjust the par value from $102,000 to a new inflation-adjusted value, which will be multiplied by 1.5% to compute the next coupon payment. If the adjusted par value per bond is greater than $1,000 at maturity, the holder receives the adjusted par value as the maturity payment. If the adjusted par value is less than $1,000 due to deflation, holders receive $1,000 at maturity, as this is the minimum repayment amount. Treasury issues are divided into two categories based on their vintage. On-the-run issues are the most recently auctioned Treasury issues. Off-the-run issues are older issues that have been replaced as the most traded issue by a more recently auctioned issue. Issues replaced by several more recent issues are known as well-off-the-run issues. The distinction is that the on-the-run issues are more actively traded and therefore more liquid than off-the-run issues. Market prices of on-the-run issues provide better information about current market yields. The next LOS asks us to describe how stripped Treasury securities are created and distinguish between coupon strips and principal strips. Since the U.S. Treasury does not issue zero-coupon notes and bonds, investment bankers began stripping the coupons from Treasuries to create zero-coupon securities of various maturities to meet investor demand. These securities are termed stripped Treasuries or Treasury strips. In 1985, the Treasury introduced the Separate Trading of Registered Interest and Principal Securities, or STRIPS, program. Under this program, the Treasury issues coupon-bearing notes and bonds as it normally does, but then it allows certain government securities dealers to buy large amounts of these issues, strip the coupons from the principal, repackage the cash flows, and sell them separately as zero-coupon bonds at discounts to par value. For example, a 10-year Treasury note has 20 coupons and one principal payment. These 21 cash flows can be repackaged and sold as 21 different zero-coupon securities. The stripped securities, or Treasury strips, are divided into two groups. Coupon strips, denoted as CI, refer to strips created from coupon payments stripped from the original security. Principal strips are bond and note principal payments with the coupons stripped off. Those derived from stripped bonds are denoted BP, and those from stripped notes, NP. Strips are taxed by the IRS on their implicit interest, or movement toward par value. For fully taxable investors, this results in negative cash flows in years prior to maturity. The Treasury Strips Program also created a procedure for reconstituting Treasury notes and bonds from the individual pieces.